The thing that frees us, it's kind of a two-pronged thing. One has to do with our obedience to Him, and the other has to do with our faith. Now, you can live a virtually spotless life from an obedience standpoint and never see the power of God. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Not even our obedience, but even our faith. You've got to believe that God is doing what He's doing. You have to understand and appreciate the fact that the thing that lives inside of you, if you're a follower of Jesus, is divine life. It's what everyone always dreamed of and more. You have to see who you are and understand who Christ is and not hide the light under a bushel basket because of unbelief. I'm totally committed to obedience in my life and for all of you as well. So by all means, don't be a hypocrite and live in a foolish, disobedient kind of life and think that God's going to use you. That kind of hypocrisy is sickening to God. But on the other hand, you also need to understand that a lot of this has to do with vision. Without vision, the people cast off restraint. They perish. You've got to have a vision for the fact that you have something that everybody out there desperately, desperately needs. And as together as they may look and as free as they may appear, it ain't so. It's impossible that a person is free apart from Christ in a life that's in submission to Him. It's impossible. It isn't what it appears to be, and you need to know that. Not view yourself as some little tiny person with some idiotic radical message, but as a storehouse of the treasure of the universe that's found in Christ Jesus, the unsearchable riches of Christ, the thing that everybody needs and desperately desires if they had any sense, if they had any knowledge of what it really was. You're a vessel of that if your life belongs to Him. And you don't need to be apologetic. You don't need to be fearful or backwards about it at all. No matter what you see when you look in the mirror with your physical eyes, you must see what God sees with your spiritual eyes when you look in the mirror. And that's the treasure in earthen vessels. Not to focus on yourself, but to understand that what is in you is real. The unsearchable riches of Christ, the incomparable greatness of the Creator of the galaxies, that has made His home in you. You need to see that. You have to comprehend that. You can't walk through a grocery store and see yourself as a shopper, a banana buyer. You've got to see yourself as a vessel of the Most High God, a servant and a vessel of Jesus of Nazareth and His Father by His Spirit. You've got to see yourself that way. And when you approach things, you can do that with faith and vigor and zeal and confidence and peace without fear. You can do that. You can look somebody right in the eye and say, hey, I'm a vessel of the Most High God. Is there anything I can pray for you about? You can do that without fear if you understand what God has done. If it's just stuff in your head, then it'll be very difficult because you'll always be searching for the right tricky words. Let's see, if you died today, would you go to heaven? You know, I mean, you're always searching for gimmicks and things like that if you don't see yourself properly. You won't have the answers. You won't be able to do it. You'll have to rely on Zig Ziglar's book on how to close a sale or something absurd and carnal like that. You'll be manipulative and tricky and then guilty if you don't do it and then prideful if you do and all that kind of nonsense. If you're not seeing things the way God sees them, it'll always be a big battle for you. If you do understand what God sees when He looks at you, then the rest will come very naturally to you. So open your eyes to a faith, not only in obedience. Don't think that God is going to use an unclean vessel. And you can be a hypocrite and live disobedient in your own house and then go out and do mighty works for Him. It isn't going to happen that way. The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey, Acts 5:32. I mean, there is an obedience. If you're building on anything other than obeying Jesus, you're building on sin, and your house may look real pretty for now, but it will be destroyed. If you've got a secret life, your life will crumble. There's no question about that. There must not be a sin-filled secret life that you can do behind the scenes when the lights are off. But in addition to obedience, you've got to see what God sees, because without vision, the people perish. You're always going to be frustrated. You're always going to be timid, and you're never going to do the exploits that God intended for you. For you. We're not talking about some hero someplace in the pages of the Bible. We're talking about the Creator living inside of you. It doesn't get any better than that. Nobody's ever had more than that. No one ever in the history of mankind has ever had more than Jesus of Nazareth living inside of them. Everything else is secondary to that, meaningless compared to that. And no one's ever had more Jesus than you have if you're walking in humility and obedience and faith before Him. You're limitless in your possibilities, you personally. If you'll sanctify yourself, make yourself meet for the Master's use, then there are limitless possibilities for you. And that's God's intention. It's His destiny and call on your life. So not only obedience, but also open your eyes to see what He sees when He sees you. Look inside of yourself. And as Paul said, examine yourself. See if Christ lives in there. If He does, don't hold yourself back with timidity and unbelief. Like, well, I could never do that. You'd be amazed at what God can do if you'll get out of the way. There's a song I was wanting to sing on page 25. This is a scripture out of 1 Peter.
We are a chosen generation,
a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar